game that came down right to the end, and the Lamar Thunder ended up pulling that game out by 6 points. So that set up this third-place matchup with the Your Centauri boys. The game started sooner on the schedule than anticipated. The schedule had this game starting at 5:30, but due to some conflicts, religious conflicts with the Jewish Denver Jewish team, the game got switched. And so the Centauri boys played this morning. We are actually at the half at that game. The Dumas Devils are up in this one at the half, 30-13. If you're not familiar with Dumas, Texas, it's about three hours from Lamar High School. Dumas is a larger town. Looking at the school, they have about 1,200 students in their high school. So that would be the equivalent to about a 5A school here in Colorado. And they do play like a 5A school. They're very aggressive, very physical, play very well. This is a very disciplined and athletic Dumas team. So it's a tough matchup for the Centauri boys. We're still giving up some height to these Dumas Devils, but not nearly as much as we would have had we played Lamar. Centauri did play Lamar a couple years ago in Centauri. They won that game by 30 points, 85-55. Since that time, some of these bigger boys for Lamar have developed. They were sophomores on the team at that time. They're now seniors, and they've definitely grown and filled into with their athleticism. So for Centauri, just watching some of this first half action, Dumas plays a lot of defensive pressure on the team, and controlling turnovers will be a key for this second half to Centauri. It'll be tough for Centauri to get back in this game, but certainly a good opportunity for them to play against much tougher competition and develop their team chemistry. Okay, we got about just 50 seconds remaining before the second half. So we're going to step away for a quick break and then be back for second half action here on KSPK Radio.
High School Athletics, KSPK.
Valley Educators Credit Union has been serving education since 1959. We are member-owned and work to help you. And not just teachers, but all staff of any educational institution, from Head Start to college. And now students can become a member, too. Once a member, always a member, even if you finish with school or retire. We offer all the same things banks can, but with lower interest. Valley Educators Credit Union, it's a cooperative thing. Located at 910 Main Street in the Red Dome Building. Or call us at 719-589-6535.
At Cielo, we know staying connected isn't a luxury, it's a necessity. That's why we've built a fiber network right here at home to keep our neighbors online with internet that's reliable, affordable, and local. Whether you're working, learning, streaming, or gaming, Cielo has a package built for you. A powerful connection, connecting you to what matters. Call 719-852-3538 today or visit cielo.com to see if service is available in your area.
Now, back to the action on KSPK.
All right, welcome back. Third quarter just getting ready to start. It will be Demon basketball. The Demons from Dumas, Texas is the opponent tonight or this afternoon. Actually, I guess it's still morning. This morning, all right, number five, this is Bryce Garcia. He takes the ball, passes it inside to Jimenez on the right post. Jimenez looking for, well, it's going to come back outside to Garcia. His three is away. No good. Rebounded by Carson Shawcroft. If you're just joining us, the score is 30-13. Third quarter action. Shawcroft coming up. He's facing pressure from Jimenez. He'll go to Chase Mestis. Mestis from the right. Right angle drives into the right block. Puts it up. It's going to be blocked by number 23, Isai Rivero. Goes out of bounds. Centauri will inbounds on the baseline right side. It'll be Sean Jarvis inbounding the ball for the Falcons. Jarvis, he's joined by Donovan Jarvis, Chase Mestis, Carson Shawcroft, and Keaton McGinnis. All right, ball comes into Shawcroft on the ring, right wing. He gets a pick going left. Pick and roll back to Donovan Jarvis. He lays it in from the right block. Nice pick and roll from Shawcroft to Donovan Jarvis, and the score is now 30-15. Carson Shawcroft with that assist. All right, this is Robinson. Robinson passes inside to Jimenez. Jimenez then goes back out to Garcia on the left wing. Garcia drives to the lane. His shot is no good. Rebounded by Jarvis. Jarvis out ahead, comes to McGinnis. McGinnis, top of the key, driving right, goes to the right block, pump fake, gets people off the ground, kicks back out to Sean Jarvis. His three from the right wing, no good. Rebound fought for, going to go out of bounds, and it will be Dumas basketball. All right, this will be Bryce Garcia bringing the ball up for the Demons, guarded by Jason Mestiz. Garcia, top of the key, going to penetrate to the free throw line, picks up the dribble, kick out to number 11. That's Jimenez on the left slot. Jimenez looking, goes inside to Rivero on the left block, going to go out of bounds, but it will stay. Good defense by Keenan McGinnis. He went in from the outside position to help on Rivero on that left block, and ball goes out of bounds off of McGinnis. All right, so Robinson to inbound. He comes left wing. This is Garcia. Garcia, he drives to the left block, and he'll lay it up and in. Jace Mestiz held his ground, trying to take the charge. Gets knocked to the floor. No foul was called, and it left Garcia wide open for the layup. All right, Dumas pressing. They get it to McGinnis. McGinnis breaks the press all the way in, kicks to Sean Jarvis. He'll try a three from the left baseline. No good. Rebounded to the Demons. Quickly outlet it to Jimenez. Jimenez's pass is going to be stolen by Keaton McGinnis. He'll go up with the left-handed layup and score. 32-17 now the score. Ball comes in. This is Garcia. This is Drew Garcia, brings the ball up the court. He's on the right wing. Going to be stolen, nearly stolen by McGinnis. He passes to Rivero on the right slot. Now out to Blake Robinson. Robinson goes to Drew Garcia. And they're going to get a hand check foul on Keaton McGinnis on that right wing. That's the first personal on McGinnis, first team foul on the Falcons. Garcia, Drew Garcia will inbound for the Demons. Garcia looking. He's going to have his inbounds pass stolen by Sean Jarvis. He's going to lay it up, going to have his shot blocked, but there will be a foul. Jarvis will step to the line to shoot two. Nice defensive anticipation by Jarvis. He steals the inbounds pass, going for the left-handed layup. It's going to be blocked. That Drew Garcia ends up with that foul. It's his second personal, first team foul for the Dumas Demons. And Jarvis to the line to shoot two. His first is on the way. It rattles home. 32-18. Checking into the game for the Demons is Bryce White. He will replace number 13. That's Drew Garcia. Sean Jarvis, second free throw is off, no good. Rebound tipped around. It comes off to Bryce Garcia. Garcia ahead to Robinson. Robinson skip pass across the left block. Goes to White, but too high, out of bounds. Turnover. It will be Falcon basketball. Full court pressure being applied by the Dumas Demons. Sean Jarvis to inbound. Got Jace Bessis, Keenan McGinnis, Donovan Jarvis, and Carson Shawcroft with Sean Jarvis out on the floor. Jarvis needs to get the ball in, gets it to Shawcroft. Shawcroft's under Dumas basket, needs some help, gets it to Jarvis. Jarvis needs some help, finds Mestiz. Mestiz across the timeline, they break the pressure, hits McGinnis right baseline. McGinnis drives all the way to the left baseline, picks up his dribble, finds Sean Jarvis top of the key. Jarvis, top of the key, goes left, elbow. Now backs it off the left slot. Needs some help. Picked up his dribble. Shawcroft. Shawcroft, top of the key. Left wing to Mestiz. Mestiz drives into the paint. Picks up his dribble. Turns, get the defender up in the air. His shot no good. Rebounds going to come off to Robinson for the Demons. Robinson away quickly down that far side. He's at the right wing. Robinson still dribbling on that right wing, looking from a screen. Going to get an offensive foul on Isai Rivero. Comes and sets a moving screen for Robinson, and that'll be a turnover. Third team foul in the third quarter for these Demons from Dumas. It'll be Centauri basketball under their own basket. Well, under the Demon basket. Sean Jarvis inbound. 1-2-2 full court press being applied by the Demons. Ball comes into McGinnis. McGinnis hands back to Jarvis. Jarvis loses it momentarily, but picks it up. Gets it to McGinnis across the timeline. McGinnis, left block down to Donovan Jarvis. His jump shot up off the side of the glass, no good. Rebound comes off to Chris Jimenez. Jimenez at the top of the key goes down the lane, kicks out to Bryce White, but Bryce White, watch that pass go out of bounds. And so with 4:36 remaining, we got a 30-second timeout called by the Dumas Demons. We'll take it with them. We'll be right back here on KSPK Radio.
KSPK.
Are you at the end of your financial rope? Tired of treading water? Tired of all the phone calls? Call Brenda S. Gatz, PC Attorney at Law, and see if a bankruptcy is right for you. Brenda S. Gatz, PC, 719-738-6304. Brenda S. Gatz, PC, is a federally designated debt relief agency and is licensed to help you navigate through bankruptcy law. Call today, 719-738-6304. Brenda S. Gatz, PC Attorney at Law, 719-738-6304. Or visit our website at BrendaSGatzLaw.com.
KSPK-FM.
All right, welcome back. It'll be Centauri basketball on the sideline. Carson Chalkoff is triggering for the Falcons. Ball comes into Jarvis. Just press. He's crossed the timeline. Top of the key goes down the lane right. He'll put it up and in. Jarvis was surrounded by three demons, but was able to get that ball in, and it's now 32-20. Pass a little too high for Dumas. Goes out of bounds, so it'll be a turnover. And Centauri will have a shot to cut into the lead again. Lead is down to 12, 32-20. It was as high as 6 when I first entered the building. It was 26-6, and since that time it's been a 14-6 run by Centauri to help Daryl the gap on this. A lot of work yet to go still for Centauri. Jarvis breaks the press to Chalkoff. Chalkoff on the right wing. Goes inside to McGinnis. McGinnis is on the right block. He leaves it up with the right hand and scores again. 32-22. Centauri only down 10. 4 minutes remaining in the third. All right. We have Bryce Garcia. He brings the ball up. Garcia guarded by Mestis. Garcia, top of the key, goes left to Robinson. He's deep on the left slot. Robinson now left baseline to Garcia. Bryce drives. He'll kick out to Garcia. No, that's not Garcia. Ball comes around to our left wing now to Robinson. Robinson goes into the paint, cut off at the free throw line. Backdoor pass going to be stolen. Nice help there. Good defensive awareness by McGinnis. McGinnis the other way. Still pressure. Gets it to Chalkoff. Chalkoff underneath to Donovan Jarvis. Out to left wing to Sean Jarvis. Jarvis drives the paint. He's going to kick to Chalkoff. To Mestis. His three away. No good. Rebound comes off to White. White gets ahead to Robinson. Robinson going. He'll go over the top of Mestis. Let's see, there's an opportunity for a block or a charge. Which way are they going to call this? That was close. They're going to call that on Carson Shawcroft. I thought that would be Jace was the one in there for the charge. Somewhere they got it on Shawcroft. Maybe he was coming from behind. I missed that one. So Shawcroft picks up his third personal, and it sends Blake Robinson to the line for Dumas to shoot two. First one rattles home. 33-22. That ends the scoring run for Centauri. 2-4-6-7. It was a 7-2 run by Centauri at that point. That ends that run, and Robinson will get a second. 3:17 remaining, 33-22. He misses the second. Donovan Jarvis with rebound. He gives to Sean Jarvis. Jarvis looks to bring it up, finds Jace Mestis on the far side. Back to Sean Jarvis. He'll cross the timeline. Jarvis, he's on the right slot deep. Comes top of the key. Pulls up 15-footer right at the free throw line. Off no good. Saved by Donovan Jarvis. Back to Sean. Sean will put it up and score. So we'll give Donovan Jarvis that assist. And Sean Jarvis with the score. And it's now 33-24, under 9. What was once a 20-point lead is now down to 9. The second half defense for Centauri has been excellent. Nice steal by Jace Mestis on that far sideline. He stole the ball going out of bounds, throws it back in off a Dumas player, and it will be Centauri basketball. Dumas coach is really quite agitated on his bench. Doesn't like that this lead went from 20 down to 9. Keaton McGinnis in the backcourt. He's being guarded there by White. Now to Jarvis. Jarvis over the top to McGinnis. McGinnis attacking. He's on the right wing. He holds up right elbow. Finds Shawcroft on the right wing. Shawcroft goes right baseline. Inside to Donovan. It's going to be tipped away. It's stolen there by Lazoya. Lazoya ahead to Dill. Dill gives it back to Robinson. Robinson's going to score for a right-handed layup on the right side. He'll be fouled. Let's see who the foul's on. That foul's going to be on Jace Mestis for the Falcons. That's going to be the third team foul for the Falcons in this third period. Let's see what that is for Jace. Robinson hits the second. So it's now 36-24, the score. Ball comes into McGinnis. McGinnis back to Jarvis. 2 minutes, 15 seconds remaining. Centauri down 36-24. It was a 20-point lead earlier on in the second quarter. It's now down to 12. Mestis goes left baseline, hands off to McGinnis, or to Shawcroft. Shawcroft top of the key to Jarvis. He'll try a three from there. Off no good. Rebound to Robinson. Two-on-two break for the Dumas Demons. Robinson's going to Euro step through and lay it up with the left hand. Attacked from the right side. Euro step to the left side of the glass with the left-handed layup. 38-24, back to 14 points. It was down to 9. 38-24, minute 45 remaining in the third period. Carson Shawcroft on the left wing gets a pick from Donovan Jarvis. Now reverses right wing to Jace Mestis. Mestis looking, gets a pick from Donovan. Nice pick and roll, but the pass to Donovan gets stolen. Ahead to Dill. He'll lay it up with the right hand. No good. And Dill will go back and lay it in. 40-24, back to 16. McGinnis. So a 7-0 run here by Dumas to stretch that lead back to 16. Donovan Jarvis, he got baseline, got behind the glass, pulled up for the jumper, realized he didn't have the angle. He tried to pass it. His pass was stolen. And Dumas on a run-out break misses the layup. And number 12, Axel Zoya, or Loya, with the putback. And it's now 42-24. All right, to Jarvis. Under 50 seconds now. Sean walking it up. 45 seconds, 42-24. Jarvis gets a screen. Not a pick and roll option from Jarvis to Donovan Jarvis, but the pass too far ahead, stolen, going the other way. And this is going to be with right-handed layup, Luis Balbuena with the right-handed layup, and we're back to 20, 25 seconds. So an 11-0 run by the Dumas Demons to push this lead back to 20. McGinnis on the left elbow. He needs some help. Back to Sean Jarvis. He's on the left wing. He goes left baseline. Backs it out. Left wing again. Picks up his dribble. Needs some help. Ball goes to Jace Mestis. Deep on the left wing. Now top of the key. McGinnis. 5 seconds. McGinnis attacks the glass. He's going to put it up. We're going to have a hold. So with 0.3 seconds remaining, that foul is going to be on number 12, Axel Loya, for the Demons. It'll send McGinnis to the line to shoot two. McGinnis' first free throw is up. In and out, no good. Rattles out. Okay, Rivero going to check back in. There's only 0.3 seconds remaining on this. Interesting to see how this goes if McGinnis makes it. So McGinnis' second free throw is in, 44-25. And the quarter is going to come to an end, 44-25. So Dumas Demons are ahead by 19. They were ahead by 20, I think, at the half was the score. Centauri pushed the lead or cut the lead down to 9, only to see it grow back to 19. So we'll step away for a quick break and be back for fourth quarter action here in Lamar on KSPK.
KSPK.
Checking account or savings account? Money market or CD? What is the right decision? Choosing the right bank and choosing the right accounts are keys to your financial future. Hi, this is Sean Davis, president of RG Bank. I invite you to stop and visit with RG Bank. We'll listen to your needs, then help you choose RG Bank accounts that will help you manage your money and meet your financial goals. And once we've opened your accounts, the RG eBranch helps you manage your money 24 hours a day and 7 days a week with a debit card, a user-friendly mobile app, and online banking. Visit RG Bank today in Monta Vista or Alamosa, and let us help you with your money.
RG Bank, your future begins today.
Member FDIC.
More high school athletics on KSPK.
It will be Centauri basketball to start the fourth quarter. Ball comes in to Sean Jarvis. Jarvis guarded by the post. Now here comes a trap. Jarvis goes across the timeline, avoids the trap. Chase Mess up the key, deep nozzles right wing. McGinnis going to drive right baseline. He has an angle. Goes up. The ball is tipped out of bounds. It will stay Centauri basketball. Nice attack by McGinnis. But that lane opens up. He attacked it hard. Got to do that against this aggressive defense. Try to soften it up a little bit. Mestis to inbound under the basket on the left side. Comes in to McGinnis on the left baseline. McGinnis, he's going to attack baseline again. He'll go with reverse layup. Off, no good. Rebounded there by number four. That is Hazel Lozoya. Lozoya is going to cross the timeline. Top of the key going left. Left wing now to Garcia. Now baseline. Can't see the number. That's number two, Balbuena. Now top of the key, Garcia. Left wing to Balbuena. He's going to go right to Rivero. Top of the key, now left wing to Garcia. That's Bryce Garcia. He's at the left post. He'll dump down to Dill. Dill's going to score from the left block. And he's going to be fouled. So the basket's good, and he'll step to the line for a possible three-point play. That foul's going to be on Sean Jarvis, his third personal first-team foul in the fourth quarter. 46-25 the score. Dumas on top. Again, this is Dumas, Texas. My initial thought is that Dumas had a very long drive to make it to Lamar, and then I realized that they're an hour closer than the Centauri Falcons had to travel. So, just an interesting fact. Checking into the game for the Demons is Chris Jimenez. Shandon Gilliland into the game. There's also Carson Shawcroft, Jason Mestis, McGinnis, and Sean Jarvis. 47-25, leads push back to 22 for the Demons. Jarvis to inbound. Ball comes into Gilliland at the free throw line. The trap is there. Needs some help. Gives it to Mestis. Mestis on this near side. Goes back toward the middle. Still facing pressure. Ahead across the timeline to Jarvis. Jarvis on the right wing. Holding, looking, still keeping his dribble alive. Now picks up his dribble, top of the key to the Mestis. Mestis looking, gets a pick from Gilliland. Mestis going left. He'll stop at the left block. Put it up. No good. Going to be blocked out of bounds. And it will stay Falcon basketball. Mestis to inbound right side baseline. He's right on the lane. Mestis to inbound. Ball comes into Carson Shawcroft on the left block. It's going to be stolen from behind by Garcia. Bryce will have it stolen by Shandon Gilliland. Gilliland will go up on the left block and get the offensive foul. So for Shandon, that's his third personal, second team foul. 6:43 remaining, 47-25. Okay, Bryce Garcia to bring it up for the Demons. Garcia guarded by Jace Mestis, goes left wing to Balbuena. Balbuena looking. Tries to go back to Garcia on the left baseline. Ball tipped out of bounds by Mestis. Jace Mestis sure is a good defender. He is very aggressive and tight and quick, and he just makes it very difficult on the man he's guarding. He gives up a lot of inches, so he has to be. Garcia comes in to Robinson. Robinson, he'll back it out. He's at the logo near midcourt. He comes right. Now at the right wing. Pick and roll goes underneath to Jimenez. Jimenez scores from the right block, and he'll go to the line to shoot two. Jimenez only about 6 foot tall, but probably goes about 190. Pretty athletic kid. Gets that pick at the top of the key. And as Robinson goes, or the point guard goes to the right wing, he rolls to the right block. Nice pass into him. Basket was good. Free throws no good. Rebounded by Shawcroft. Shawcroft finds Mestis. Mestis on the far side. Trap coming right in the middle of the court to McGinnis. McGinnis attacks top of the key back to Jace Mestis left wing. Mestis splits the defenders. Tries to get to Sean Jarvis in the lane. Ball's going to be tipped away and rebounded there by Jimenez. Jimenez ahead to Robinson. Robinson goes down the left side of the lane off. No good. Rebound put back by Jimenez. No good. Gets his own rebound again. Puts it up and scores. 51-25. McGinnis bringing the ball in. He needs help. Finds Mestis. Back to McGinnis. McGinnis pushing the ball up the court. Oh, he's going to lose his footing. Gets it back. Able to get the ball to Mestis. Mestis across the timeline. Now finds Shawcross. Shawcross, top of the key. Centauri sets her offense. He gets the screen going left. Picked up by Jimenez. Shawcross to McGinnis. McGinnis deep on the right slot. He'll come top of the key. He'll penetrate in. Pick up his dribble. He'll try a long jumper with his foot on the three-point line there from the left slot. It's up. No good. Rivero with the rebound. He hands back to Lozoya. He brings it up to Jimenez. Jimenez on the left wing. He goes left block, lays it up and in. Nice strong move from the left wing for the left-handed, well, it was a right-handed layup from the left side for Jimenez. It's now 53-25. To McGinnis. McGinnis on that far side gets across the timeline. He brings it up. He's on the left wing. He attacks, goes to left block, put it up all the way. Left-handed layup, scores. Kind of a delayed break by McGinnis, but no one stopped him, so he's taken all the way and scored. The other way, Jimenez on the right baseline. Jimenez looking, he backs down to the right block, kicks out to Robinson on the right baseline. Drives baseline, does Robinson. He'll shoot a fadeaway from about 17, well short, rebounded by McGinnis. McGinnis needs some help. Finds Shandon Gilliland. Gilliland attacking. He'll go all the way to the right block, kick out to Chase Mestis. His three from the left wing is good. 53-30 the score now. All right, this is Lozoya. He brings it up, gets a screen from Rivero. Rivero goes back door to Garcia. Rivero was on that, got the screen from Rivero, was on the right wing, and a back nice backdoor cut by Bryce Garcia. They hit him, and he laid it up on the opposite side of the rim for two. 55-30 the score, 4:02 remaining. We got a timeout. I think this is a full timeout. We'll take it with him. 4:02 remaining in this contest. We'll be right back here on KSPK.
KSPK.
At Cielo, we know staying connected isn't a luxury, it's a necessity. That's why we've built a fiber network right here at home to keep our neighbors online with internet that's reliable, affordable, and local. Whether you're working, learning, streaming, or gaming, Cielo has a package built for you. A powerful connection, connecting you to what matters. Call 719-852-3538 today or visit cielo.com to see if service is available in your area.
KSPK.
All right, welcome back. We are in the fourth quarter with about 4 minutes remaining in this one. Centauri is down to the Dumas Demons from Dumas, Texas. Dumas is a large high school. It would be classified as a 5A school in Colorado. It's got about 1,200 students in its enrollment. Their team, although they're not very tall, they are very athletic, very quick, and they play a lot of intense defense. For their size and being a 5A school, like, you can see why they are so aggressive on defense. I'm sure they're quite undersized as they play other schools their size. This is a good contest for Centauri. Gives them an opportunity to be stretched a little bit as they're playing a much stronger, more athletic team. Okay, it'll be Centauri basketball. This is Huntsaker. He'll take it out for the Falcons. Comes into Shandon Gilliland. Gilliland looks like it's going to be, I was going to say a man press, but it's not. It ended up being a trapping press. Comes across to Wires. Wires on the right wing. Skips to Huntsaker. Huntsaker on the left slot. He crosses over, attacks the basket, kicks out to Shandon Gilliland. He'll try a three from the left angle and hits it. So three for Shandon Garcia. Oh, the other way, Dumas. Centauri defense kind of fell asleep for a second. Streaking Kelton Dill down the court. They had the pass go over the top. It is knocked away by Gilliland, so it'll be Demon basketball under their basket, left side of the lane. 55-33 the score. Garcia brings it in. He goes to Rivetto. His shot no good, rebounded by Wires. Wires outlets to Gilliland. Gilliland back to Wires. Demon still pressing full court. Wires across the timeline, finds Dallin King. He's on the right wing. Picks up his dribble, finds Gilliland on the right baseline. Gilliland, he attacks into the lane. He's on the right elbow, needs some help. Hits Dallin King on the right block. His shot no good, rebounded by Rivero. Rivero outlets to Garcia. Drew goes down all the way for the right. He's going to get a bump from Shandon Gilliland, and that'll be the fourth team foul on the Falcons. It'll be the fourth personal on Shandon Gilliland as well. Axel Loya into the game for Dumas. He will replace Isai Rivero. Drew Garcia will throw the ball in for the Demons. Ball comes into Lozoya. Lozoya right wing kicks back to Garcia. Garcia's going to try to force one into the paint. It's tipped around with the ball into the hands of Dill. Dill from the left baseline tries to reverse it, throws the ball too high and out of bounds. Drew Garcia couldn't rein it in, so it'll be a turnover. Gilliland to bring in the ball. Comes ahead to Lincoln Bagwell. Bagwell drives down to the left post. Head fake, lets the defender go by, and he lays it in for two. Hazel Lozoya. Lozoya guarded by Hunsaker. Lozoya top of the key going right. Now he's at the right wing. Sees a lane, goes down into the lane, kicks to Dill. Dill will kick out to Garcia. Garcia to Lozoya. His three from the right wing. Off, no good. Rebounded there by Wires. Nice strong rebound. Wires ends up turning the ball over though as he trying to outlet it. This is Zepeda. Zepeda now finds Garcia. Drew kicks out to Dill. Dill shot from the left block, from the left elbow, no good. Rebound, Lincoln Bagwell and Loya get tangled up. It's going to be a jump ball. Alternating possession favors Dumas Demons, so Centauri will be on defense. Drew Garcia to inbound for the Demons under their basket on the right side of the lane. Ball comes in. Oh, the Dumas defender, that's Axel Loya. He split this entire defense and laid it up with the right hand, just basically a right-handed layup. The defense kind of lost track of him, and it's now 57-35. Full court press still being applied. This is Mason Wires. He brings it up, passes over the top to Sean Gillen. Gillen has it stolen from behind by Lozoya. He passes over to Zepeda, and Zepeda will bring it back up. Now back to Lozoya. Lozoya, top of the key, right wing, now to Garcia. Drew dribbles baseline. He's going to kick out to the left baseline. Three on its way, no good. Rebounded by Shandon Gilliland. Ahead to Wires. He'll go up with a left-handed layup, no good. Rebound by Dallin King, no good. And Loya with the rebound. Quickly ahead to Garcia. Drew drives right, puts up a runner from the baseline. Nice shot. That was a tough shot. I don't want to call it a layup. It's about 12 feet out, but it was a runner off the glass. It was good. Dallin King the other way. He's on the right baseline. He's trapped there. He needs some help. He goes, tries to go inside to Lincoln Bagwell off his shins. Here comes Dumas. Zepeda with the ball from the right wing. He'll try a three from there. It's good. We're under a minute now to go. 62-35 the score. Gilliland bringing it up. 50 seconds remaining. Across the timeline. Gets the pick from Bagwell. Top of the key. Looking to Wires at the top of the key. Now right wing to Dallin King. King loses it out of bounds, and that'll be a turnover. Last one off his knee. So with 42 seconds, the score is 62-35. All right, Drew Garcia is going to dribble it up. He's taking his time in the backcourt. Across the timeline. He'll go to Lozoya, top of the key. They're just weaving at the top of the key, looking like they want to just run, dribble the clock out. Loya to Zepeda, back to Garcia, to Lozoya. Lozoya to Zepeda, just weaving at the top of the key. Back to Garcia, 8 seconds. Going to be stolen by Hunsaker there. Hunsaker all the way, goes down, lay it up off the glass, no good, and the game's going to end. So the final score is going to be 62-35. Centauri falls to the Dumas Demons. Great effort in the third quarter by the Falcons, but in the end, not enough as Dumas gets the 27-point win. All right, we'll step away for a quick break. We'll be back for a quick game recap. Also, of note, the Centauri girls will be playing at 3:30, so we'll be back at 3:30 for that basketball game. All right, we'll be back after a word from our sponsors. Thank you for listening to KSPK.
High School Athletics, KSPK.
Valley Educators Credit Union has been serving education since 1959. We are member-owned and work to help you. And not just teachers, but all staff of any educational institution, from Head Start to college. And now students can become a member, too. Once a member, always a member, even if you finish with school or retire. We offer all the same things banks can, but with lower interest. Valley Educators Credit Union, it's a cooperative thing. Located at 910 Main Street in the Red Dome Building. Or call us at 719-589-6535.
KSBK Blanca. High school sports action never sounded this good. You're on KSBK, Walsenburg, Alamosa, and Trinidad.
It's one final shot
at Town & Country Chevrolet in Alamosa.
One final shot.
A year-end super sale on Town & Country's giant selection of trucks and SUVs.
One final shot.
With giant year-end discounts on new Silverados and Sierras.
One final shot.
With year-end factory incentives on Tracks, Terrains, Acadias, and Equinox, Trailblazers, Blazers, Tahoes, Yukons, Suburbans, and more.
One final shot.
Take advantage of year-end write-downs, year-end tax benefits, and all the great deals that year-end offers.
One final shot.
Huge incentive, special finance rates, deferred payments, and supersized savings on Town & Country's entire selection of new Chevys and GMC.
One final shot.
A year-end super sale at Town & Country in Alamosa. So together, let's drive to Town & Country Chevrolet of Alamosa or shop online at townandcountryalamosa.com. Take advantage of this huge opportunity to save.
All offers on approved credit plus tax, title, license, and $490 dealer handling fee. See dealer for details.
Death. No one likes to think about it. It's a topic that no one wants to deal with. However, quality representation can be invaluable and can ultimately make things easier for those who remain when death does occur. If you're thinking that it's easier to just add your loved one's name to a deed and call it good, don't. Doing so can actually make more problems for you and your loved ones and could even have disastrous consequences. Brenda S. Getz, PC, at 719-738-6304 can help you with wills and trusts to help you prepare ahead of time for the inevitability of death. Brenda can also help those navigating the probate process on the other side. Brenda S. Getz, PC, 719-738-6304. That's 719-738-6304. Brenda S. Getz, PC, Attorney at Law, 719-738-6304.
At Cielo, we know staying connected isn't a luxury, it's a necessity. That's why we've built a fiber network right here at home to keep our neighbors online with internet that's reliable, affordable, and local. Whether you're working, learning, streaming, or gaming, Cielo has a package built for you. A powerful connection, connecting you to what matters. Call 719-852-3538 today or visit Cielo.com to see if service is available in your area.
More high school athletics on KSTK.
All right, welcome back to Lamar High School, where the Safari Boys fell 62-35 to the Dumas Demons of Dumas, Texas. Again, it was a... Definitely Dumas had the advantage here in size, athleticism, and experience. Again, Dumas is a large school, about 1,200 students in their high school. They came in very athletic, not very tall, but it was a tough matchup for the Falcons today. With Centauri, you know, they lost their three of their five starters and their first two men off the bench. So they lost five starters last year. So this year, a lot of inexperience on the team. And when you have that type of young talent playing, they do have a lot of talent, but not a lot of experience. And so when you have that kind of talent, but not the experience come, you know, with it, it's kind of like riding a roller coaster. There's going to be some highs and some good things, and then there's going to be some lows and some bad things. And, you know, in that third quarter, Centauri came out and was doing a lot of things well. Their defense was solid. They were creating turnovers. They were handling the pressure well, not turning the ball over themselves. And they cut what was a 20-point lead down to 9 with a couple minutes left in the third quarter. So a really good job coming out of the half. And then that was the high for the second half. But then the low came where Dumas regrouped, started putting heavy pressure on him, and Centauri quite wasn't able to break that pressure. The turnovers started mounting up. The fast break points came for Dumas, and they ended up with that final score, 62-35. For Dumas, Blake Robinson, I'll just go through the points real quickly for them. Robinson with 9. Balbuena with 2, Hazel Lozoya with 7, Bryce Garcia with 14, he led all scores. Chris Jimenez with 6, Axel Loya with 6, Drew Garcia with 7, Kelton Dill with 4, Gail Zepeda with 3, and Isai Rivero with 2. So very balanced scoring coming from the Dumas Demons. for the Centauri boys. Carson Shockoff's going to finish the game. He had 1 point. Keaton McGinnis with 7. Jace Mestis with 7. Sean Jarvis led scoring for the Falcons. He had 9 points. Donovan Jarvis with 6. Shandon Gilliland with 3. And Lincoln Bagwell with 2. So you're seeing progression with the Centauri boys. In the first game against University, the scoring was quite limited it to about 4 boys. In this, more boys are getting into the offense. You're seeing the progression as a team as they're starting to build chemistry and work together. So a lot of positive things happening for the Falcons, but they just didn't have it tonight, enough tonight, when facing a team as good as the Dumas Demons. All right, so we're going to step away. Again, the Centauri Lady Falcons will be playing today at 3:30. They're going to play the Lamar Thunder, which should be a good game for the third-place game. We're excited to see the Centauri girls back in action today. Kind of some sobering news coming from the Centauri girl locker room, as it is thought that senior forward Jaza McCarroll may have torn her ACL ligament. We hope that's not the case. We'll never know for sure until they get the MRI. But it is thought that she potentially had an ACL tear. So we hope that's not the case and wish the best for her. She will definitely be missed if that is the case. But the Centauri girls will be back in action today at 3:30. Until then, we're going to sign off. This is Blake Sowers for KSBK, thanking you for listening and reminding you that life is short. Please be kind. Have a good day.
High School Athletics. KSPK.
It's one final shot at Town and Country Chevrolet in Alamosa.
One final shot.
A year-end super sale on Town and Country's giant selection of trucks and SUVs.
One final shot.
With giant year-end discounts on new Silverados and Sierras.
One final shot.
With year-end factory incentives on Trax, Terrains, Acadias, and Equinox, Trailblazers, Blazers, Tahoes, Yukons, Suburbans, and more.
One final shot.
Take advantage of year-end write-downs, year-end tax benefits, and all the great deals that year-end offers.
One final shot.
Huge incentive, special finance rates, deferred payments, and supersized savings on Town and Country's entire selection of new Chevys and GMCs.
One final shot.
A year-end super sale at Town and Country in Alamosa. So together, let's drive to Town and Country Chevrolet of Alamosa or shop online at townandcountryalamosa.com. Take advantage of this huge opportunity to save.
All offers on approved credit plus tax, title, license, and $190 dealer handling fee. See dealer for details.
At Cielo, we know staying connected isn't a luxury, it's a necessity. That's why we've built a fiber network right here at home to keep our neighbors online with internet that's reliable, affordable, and local. Whether you're working, learning, streaming, or gaming, Cielo has a package built for you. A powerful connection, connecting you to what matters. Call 719-852-3538 today or visit cielo.com to see if service is available in your area.
Want more of Southern Colorado's best country? Try this.
KSBK.
You and I had this off and on so long. You've been here, then you've been gone so many times. And every night, I'm always bumping into you. We do the same things we used to. It's your place or it's mine, so shots of whiskey, are you on your way? We're tipsy, baby, come kiss me. I can't wait, I can't wait. Mississippi 2, Mississippi 3, in the morning we'll be on our way. So tipsy, can't stop kissing. I can't wait forever. Every time I'm at this bar, tap on the shoulder, turn around, and baby, there you are. And it's fine. You like this bourbon, 100 proof. Yeah, they don't burn the way you do. Yeah, we're better in the dark, so oh, 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 oh,
smoke rings in the dark, yeah. Every time I'm at this bar, tap on the shoulder, turn around, and baby, there you are.
We invited all our friends over.
Hi, this is Martina McBride.
Hi, this is Dirk Spentley.
Hi, folks, this is Garth Brooks.
The best variety of all your country favorites inside KSPK Country.
Trail of flashers blinking, so I stopped at the quick sack, and while they passed by, I got to thinking, don't put off forgiving and living for one of these days, 'cause life ain't just something that can wait. So call your mama, kiss your babies, pick the ones from outside days. As I'd like to hold back getting any older, this old world ain't gonna stall spinning any slower. So call your mama, kiss your babies, pick the ones from outside days. Is drink a beer with back home buddies, make a memory, not just money. Is drink a beer with back home buddies, make a memory, not just money.
KSPK Country, the way you asked for it. There's more on the way, so stay tuned.
It's one final shot
at Town & Country Chevrolet in Alamosa.
One final shot.
A year-end super sale on Town & Country's giant selection of trucks and SUVs.
One final shot.
With giant year-end discounts on new Silverados and Sierras.
One final shot.
With year-end factory incentives on Trax, Terrains, Acadias, and Equinox, Trailblazers, Blazers, Tahoes, Yukons, Suburbans, and more.
One final shot.
Take advantage of year-end right now. Year-end tax benefits and all the great deals that year-end offers.
One final shot.
Huge incentive, special finance rates, deferred payments, and supersized savings on Town & Country's entire selection of new Chevys and GMCs.
One final shot.
A year-end super sale at Town & Country in Alamosa. So together, let's drive to Town & Country Chevrolet of Alamosa or shop online at townandcountryalamosa.com. Take advantage of this huge opportunity to save.
All offers on approved credit plus tax, title, license, and $490 dealer handling fee. See dealer for details.
KSPK weather. And taking a look at our weather forecast for this Saturday afternoon for the Southern Front Range. We're calling for sunny skies and windy conditions for the remainder of our afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear, lows overnight around 20. For the San Luis Valley, mostly sunny and breezy for the remainder of our afternoon. Tonight, clear, lows near 4 degrees. Sunny tomorrow through Thursday.
Hello, Medicare beneficiaries. This is the Medicare deadline alert. The annual enrollment period ends December 7th. And time is running out. If you haven't reviewed your 2025 plan, now is the moment. Integrity Health Advisors is your local Medicare expert, helping you compare plans from all major carriers quickly and unbiased. Don't miss the deadline. Call Integrity Health Advisors today or visit integrityhealthadvisors.com.
At Two Peaks Fitness, we're also about wellness. Our convenient locations in Walsenburg and Levita are open 7 days a week. Prioritize your health and schedule a consultation with a certified nutritionist or personal trainer to help you meet your goals. If you are 65 or older, Two Peaks Fitness accepts silver sneakers and renew active members Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. at no cost to you. Did we mention that Two Peaks Fitness group exercise classes are also included in your membership? Now is a great time to come in to check out our facilities and equipment in Walsenburg at 611 Main Street and in Levita at 216 South Main Street. Visit our website, www.twopeaksfitness.org, for more information on our classes, events, equipment, and memberships. Invest in your health and fitness and transform your life.
It's me, Santa! Oh, ho, 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 ho. Have I got a Christmas present for you? Triple Crown Casinos and KSBK want to send you on a trip to the Brass Ass, Midnight Rose at McGill's Casinos in Cripple Creek. Here's how it works. Listen to Prince Maine every morning at 7:20 a.m. for the word of the day. Then keep listening throughout the day for your chance to call in and qualify. But you must be the first caller who knows today's word of the day each time. One lucky winner will receive the grand prize of a three-night stay at Triple Crown Casinos, plus a $150 meal voucher. Three additional winners will receive a one-night stay and a $50 meal voucher. All prizes will be given away on December 19th. Full contest rules at kspk.com/rules. All this from all of your friends at Triple Crown Casinos, KSPK, and me, Santa. Oh, ho, 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 ho.
Are you at the end of your financial rope? Tired of treading water? Tired of all the phone calls? Call Brenda S. Gatz, PC Attorney at Law, and see if a bankruptcy is right for you. Brenda S. Gatz, PC, 719-738-6304. Brenda S. Gatz, PC, is a federally designated debt relief agency and is licensed to help you navigate through bankruptcy law. Call today, 719-738-6304. Brenda S. Gatz, PC Attorney at Law, 719-738-6304. Or visit our website at brendasgatzlaw.com.
Another set. Cute and ready to go.
Papa love mama, mama love me. Mama's in the graveyard, papa's in the bin.
Today's hot new country, along with all the hits from yesterday. This is KSPK.
She have to go so young, I just don't know why. Things happen half the time, without reason, without rhyme. Lovely, sweet young woman, daughter, wife, and mother, makes no sense to me. I just have to believe she flew up to heaven on the wings of angels by the
clouds and stars and paths where no one sees. And she walks with Jesus and her loved ones waiting. And I know she's smiling, saying, don't worry about me.
Loved one she left behind, just trying to survive and understand the why, feeling so lost inside. Anger shot straight at God, then asking for his love, empty with disbelief, just hoping that maybe she flew up to heaven on the wings of angels by the clouds and stars and paths where no one sees. And she walks with Jesus and her loved ones waiting. And I know she's smiling, saying, don't worry about me. It's hard to say goodbye. Her picture in my mind will always be of times I'll cherish. And I won't cry, cause she flew up to heaven on the wings of angels by the clouds and stars and paths where no one sees. And she walks with Jesus and her loved ones waiting. And I know she's smiling, saying, don't worry about me. Don't worry about me. Don't worry about me.
KSBK!
All right, kids, come on, gather around. Gather around here with the boys. We're gonna sing us a Christmas song. Come on, gather in now.
Yeah.
Here we go.
La, 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 la.
KSPK Country.
I've been doing better. I hardly ever think of you lately. It ain't all sunshine when you cross my mind. I start missing you like crazy. I try to numb the pain, but there ain't no damn way. I end up in that place and I'm just one whiskey away. And I don't mind if I do drink up the nerve to show up at your house. If you wanna know the truth, it's killing me not holding you right.